to the Longshore Podcast Radio Show.
I think I've got dodgy headphones, miss.
Oh, no.
I'll move my head like that. It's making different noises. So I think I can cope, though. I think I'll be all right.
Welcome to podcast number 46.
It's number 46. So we're going to trudge along. We've got lots to get through today. And we've got new guests. We've got some more guests who've never been in our podcast before.
It's year five.
Isn't it? We've got Aman, we've got Tommy, and we've got Cameron. Oh, say good morning or afternoon now, isn't it?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, welcome to our podcast. We're going to talk to you very shortly about a visit you had. Tommy, where did you go?
London Museum, like Science Museum.
Science Museum, wasn't it? Because there's quite a few museums in London. So we went specifically to the Science Museum. So we'll be talking to them. Should we talk to them now or should we do the newsletter now? What do you want to do? I'll let you choose.
I'd like to know about the Science Museum. I want to know what they were going there to look at specifically, if there was anything specifically.
Let's give you an introduction, though. There we go. Watch this here. Okay, so now you can talk about the Science Museum.
So, Cameron, tell me, why were you going to the Science Museum?
To learn about space.
Okay. So what did you see, Aman? What did you see?
We saw some models and some... old things. We saw some replicas of rocket parts, and we also went to a theatre to see a 3D movie.
Mm. Oh, what of the was that of the landing of on the moon? Was it that?
Yeah.
Was it actually 3D?
It was 4D.
It was 4D.
Wow.
So
sounds exciting. Okay. Tommy, what was your favourite part?
The bit where we was in the cinema.
You liked the cinema, did you?
Did you have to wear special glasses?
There were 3D glasses.
4D chairs.
4D chairs.
Ooh.
I want a 4D chair.
And there was bubbles. Fun,
aren't they?
There was bubbles. Yeah. What, is that what they squirted out?
And then when we landed back home, they squirted out like loads of fresh air.
So it made you feel like that you were landing on the moon?
Yeah.
That sounds really cool.
But you didn't actually just go there for the space one, because I think the space was quite exciting. What else did you go to? What was we studying? What was your been a topic this year? Tommy, what's been a topic?
It was forces.
Forces, yeah. So what was happening during the theatre trip? What was going on?
We was looking at like the forces to like air resistance, pull, gravity, magnetism, up thrust, and
Oh, he's remembered a lot then. So he's very hands-on, isn't he, in the Science Museum?
And we've done some tests on some stuff, like resistance and...
That's good, yeah. Well done. Cameron, did you enjoy it? What did you like about it?
I liked where we went into the 4D cinema.
You went to the 4D cinema.
But did you try anything, you know, all the forces that you're learning about, did you try anything like the wind resistant or magnet?
No.
Did you get to play with...
No, we didn't get to play anything.
Aman's just said yes. What did you play with then? What did you get to...
I didn't get to do it, but some people from 5B and 5S got to test some experiments out with magnets and some other objects, and the instructors of the...
the museum?
The instructors of the play... the experiment type thingy. They did some experiments as well, and they told us about lots of forces, like magnetism and stuff.
Well done. Cameron, what were you going to say?
I remember they did one experiment where they had 3 glasses of water. Ooh. And they had a tray and tubes on top, and put the eggs on top of the tubes and dropped the tray, and all the eggs landed into the water.
That's correct. Go on, Tommy.
Did any of them break?
No.
Got you. Clean sweep, clean bottle, across the bowl.
Go on, Tommy.
And the person who was controlling, like, the screen, her name was called Fiona.
Do you remember the name?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It sounds like you've had a lot of fun, sir.
Actually, that experiment they did, that last one with the eggs, on GMB the next morning, a man done it from there, done exactly the same experiment on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good Morning Britain.
Yeah, Good Morning Britain. So that's a bit of a coincidence as well. So what do you like? Was there anything particular in the museum that you thought, wow, I really, really think that's impressive, apart from the cars being on the wall?
When the cars on the wall.
There's
cars on walls. The rockets and the planes.
So were there rocket parts that had landed on the moon?
And missiles.
From 1966, is it?
69.
And do you see that moon rock? That little tiny moon rock?
Yeah.
It was some little special case. Because that's really valuable, because you don't have much moon rock, because it's so hard to get it back to Earth because of the weight. So it's a little bit of moon rock like that, but it's only tiny, but it's from the moment.
I haven't been to the Science Museum for a long time. Maybe I should go. So.
Maybe you should go.
You should.
Yeah. So you highly recommend it, because we have got the holidays coming up in another week's time. So would you recommend it to other children to go?
Yeah, they get to go to the Science Museum and see lots of sciencey stuff, and they get to see London.
Get to see London.
And we saw some sights, didn't we, on the way down? Now, I know it was a long travel, wasn't it? What sights did we see on the way down there and the way back?
We saw coffee shops.
Coffee shops.
Is there any iconic buildings?
Starbucks. Castle, yeah. Saw a castle.
A castle.
What was it called? Do you remember what it was?
The Tower of London.
It was the Tower of London, yes. Anything else?
Did you see Big Ben or the London Eye?
No, we saw a skyscraper.
We saw the Gherkin, didn't we?
I was going to say, was it Gherkin?
Walkie-talkie.
Oh, the walkie-talkie building, yeah.
And there's a cathedral. Do you remember the cathedral we went past?
Yeah, graffiti drawing.
No, not cathedral. The cathedral.
Was it Westminster cathedral?
No, the other one. Go on, Tommy.
There was 52 kids on the coaches, and we needed a mini bus and a big bus.
Yeah, you got to go in a mini bus, didn't you?
Yeah, once. Mr. Arshad's group got to go in it on the way back.
Yay.
Yeah, so what do you remember the cathedral, Cameroon?
Yeah.
It's a very famous one. Do you remember what it's called?
Mr. Brian said we got a whole tour of London on the way
You did
there.
Get a whole tour. And the actual cathedral was most famous. It's built after the Great Fire of London, St. Paul's Cathedral.
Oh, my God.
So that is back in 1666.
London's awesome.
It's the best city in the world, London. So you'd highly recommend it then for other children in the holidays to go to the Science Museum.
100%.
And it's free as well, isn't it?
Yes, people who like science and rockets and...
Lots of rockets there, wasn't there?
I like to see sciencey stuff.
But miss,
yes,
it's not just about rockets, it's about other things as well. Because on another floor, we saw things about clocks.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they have lots of gift shops with lava lamps, plasma balls, other stuff.
You really did enjoy it, didn't you,
Mum? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
Tommy?
And on the big bus, we had a polo challenge where you have the polo and you need to suck it and you just get the smallest and the lettuce.
You like
and the thinnest.
That? Yeah.
I used to do that, sir. And stick my tongue through the hole like that.
And then
leave it on your
with your tongue.
That's it.
You've got to be so careful, got to be so delicate. Yeah. So, nice to know your tongue was
wasted. Nice to be a child again.
But it's such a long, it was 2 hours there, 2 hours back.
Oh, long journey.
Awfully long journey, so. But they could be able to
On the mini bus on the way back, it wasn't that long.
No, you got back before us, didn't you?
Yeah, that's because you've got, it's not such a big vehicle. You can zip back.
That was great. Thank you, guys, for explaining about the Science Museum.
Well done.
You're welcome.
Do you want to stay behind for a little while longer, or do you want to go to break now?
I want to stay.
You want to stay? All right. Okay. We're just listening up. What's going on? There. Okay. Right.
It says newsletter, sir.
Newsletter. So we get the. Here we go.
Breaking news.
Do you want to do it?
Oh, go on then. Let me press the button.
Go on.
This is the Longshore Podcast Radio Show News.
Okay, right, this is a newsletter that came out, newsletter 13 on the Friday 11th of March. Huge big thank you to the EYFS staff who showcased an amazing learning happening at Longshore Primary Academy. Parents and children joined in the activities, chatted to staff and had fun and learnt together.
We'll be doing the same across the school, so please check your diary dates and come and join us. We look forward to seeing you. Oh, we've got to do that.
That's key stage one, get to do it once we come back, isn't it? I think it's the second week of April.
Yeah.
And then a couple of weeks after that, I think it'll be
us doing that. We've also got Star of the Week. I'm not going to mention because there's so many stars there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, well done if you're Star of the Week. There's more than four there. Look at the names there.
There's loads of stars, right, which is lovely.
We go through dates in the diary. Do you want to have a look at that one, Miss?
I can. Attendance. It's really important that you send them to school to reach their full potential. If they arrive late or miss a day, it's so much harder, isn't it, to join in with the learning. Yeah. We are being closely monitored for attendance, and this week we only had four classes with 96%. Everybody else was less. So we really need to all work together and get the attendance up. What else? Please, can you check your child's school uniform? Another real
bugbear.
Definitely, because we need their names written on. We know they grow through the years. Mm-hmm. Some grow quicker than others, and they get new uniform. Please make sure the name is on the school uniform.
What's the first thing you say when they lose sight? Have you got your name? You've got no. No chance to find it, really.
No chance whatsoever. So it's really important, because it does cost a lot of money, doesn't it? And can we have a drum roll? Let's have a drum roll. Come on, sir. Oh, that's not a drum roll. Come on, kids.
No, that's not a drum roll, is it? I've got a drum roll.
There we go. A drum roll for Miss... Okay, thank you, boys. For Miss Leanne Brett. Our Leanne from 5S, she showed her dog at Crufts International Dog Show. And I saw some lovely photos of Leanne and her sister Danny with Claire Balding.
Yeah.
Claire Balding actually asked if she could take a photo of the girls with
their dog. Selfie type thing.
Yeah, and she showed her dog Mika. She was the youngest competitor there, and the judges were really impressed with both her and Mika. So well done, Leanne. Fantastic.
Well done, Leanne. It's fantastic to be doing something like that. So
isn't
maybe
it?
Next year or something.
And how old's Leanne now? Is she only 10?
About
or
10,
nine?
Yeah, must be
9 or 10. Two. Yeah, about 10.
So well done,
yeah,
Leanne.
Fantastic, Leanne. So we'll look out for you next year, Crufts. I watched the final.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that.
The cutest dog. Geordie girl.
I was pretty
West Highland Terrier.
Yeah, I was pretty watching my housewife as Beverly Hills.
Oh, so really? Enough of that. On the topic of dogs.
Yeah.
Another bugbear.
Oh no, not another bugbear.
Oh,
what's going
yes.
on?
Well, please don't bring the dogs in the school playground.
No,
and if you have to leave them outside, don't leave them unattended. Make sure you've got an adult with you so that they can look after the
definitely.
Dog. Because children are leaving and they can't leave a dog outside on its own.
No, definitely. A dog gets scared and it could actually harm someone.
Yeah, exactly. So please don't. And also dog poo as well.
Oh.
Please bring a doggy bag with you.
I should do. That is
not
the
law. Not a
doggy
bag, a poo bag.
Yeah, that is the law. You like little nappy sacks, isn't it?
Yeah. Last of all, there are a few cases of slap cheek at school and chicken pox, I have to say.
Okay. Right.
So pupils at the school, you need to make sure, well, anyone that's seen with a rash or spots, please don't bring them into school. It's normally a mild infection that clears up in one to three weeks.
Yeah, so you basically you don't want it spreading around the school. So
no.
So that's the reason. Keep them at home.
Yeah.
Cameron, you're right.
When do we break up?
Come on to that.
Go on then, sir, you can do that bit. Let's go.
This is the Longshore Podcast Radio Show News.
Right, that's the end of the news anyway, but we've got dates for the diary. So, Cameron, listen carefully. I'll be testing you at the end of this. And you, Tommy, you're all right. Definitely testing you, mate. Right, we had the science trip. Shakespeare workshop we did. Did you do that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
Was it really good?
All the kids did, didn't they?
Yeah, they
seemed like they enjoyed it. They all came back happy.
So I think Tommy, you're quite well. I saw Tommy, weren't you really good at that? And you got really involved in it, didn't you? So I'm really pleased about that.
You was Macbeth.
You was Macbeth, was you?
So you got to act it all out, did you, as well?
I was Macbeth's best friend.
What was your mum?
What, for the...
Shakespeare.
When the
Shakespeare
people
workshop.
Came in...
Was you in, or was you ill?
I don't think I was in.
You might not have been in. No. You might have been ill because you weren't.
He was a helper for me and Miss
Macbeth and Macbeth.
Don't you remember in the hole, the little infant hole?
When those people came in and did the workshop for Shakespeare, you got to act out
this
Macbeth.
Week.
The girl.
You sure
the really tall lady? Was she here?
You weren't well one time.
Oh, he's
didn't
know. He doesn't look like you.
What did you do? Because he was in a different workshop.
I was Macbeth's best friend.
What's his best friend's name? Do you remember his name?
Mo.
Oh, because I can't remember his name. That's something could be or something.
And then Macbeth had to kill me.
He what?
He had to kill me.
He did. He's not very nice, is he?
Oh, no.
Dear.
Can't be that much of a best friend.
Yeah, great friend that was, isn't he? Yeah. Right, so also we've got a 16th for the 3rd, which has been gone to consultation even for the parents. And
they had their parents' evening, didn't they?
Yeah, parents' consultation. That went really well. So, bikeability.
Oh, they're in today and they were in
riding
yesterday.
Riding bikes around everywhere. You're going to be doing that, guys, aren't you? I think you're 5.
I can't ride a bike.
Oh, well, maybe you won't be doing
it
then.
I can't practice.
Have you got a bike, Mum?
Yes.
So maybe you can learn.
You need to practice.
Right? You can learn. I don't know what the criteria is. You might be able to ride it anyway. So
yeah, I think so. Just learning how to keep safe.
But you got to practice, Miss Sid. Yeah?
When are we going to do it?
We don't know yet. Oh,
we'll look 100 times.
Year 4 have been doing it today and yesterday.
Yeah, and year 3 are doing it next week. So that's going to be good. Trip to London Zoo,
Yay,
year 4. That's you.
That's me.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
You like that?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Good luck, Miss Thompson.
Yeah, I need the luck. Mr. Grills
enjoyed it,
and Miss Williams. Yeah,
you did anything particular to do? What's it?
We're looking at life cycles. There's a lot of workshops that we're going around. The butterflies, and I'm not sure if it's birds of prey or something. I can't remember exactly, but I know I've just photocopied a load of booklets to fill out, and it's mainly on life cycles.
That's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, so, right, looking forward to that.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Tuesday. Yeah.
So it's a Tuesday. That's and they've got Key Stage 1 curriculum evening. It says 23rd to the 3rd. Does that make sense to you?
Key Stage 1. Don't know about that.
No.
Okay. I know I'm split because I'm in an R in. I'm split
between Key Stage 1 and 2.
Yeah. I'm split between Key Stage 2 and 1. So in the afternoons I'm in Key Stage 1.
Yeah. As mentioned, school will be closing next Thursday, Cameron. At 2:30.
2:30. It's an hour earlier than we normally are.
Tell your parents that. Tommy?
Isn't that because of Good Friday?
That's right. Well done.
I'm so happy.
You're so happy,
yes. Because I looked on the website and then it said Monday and then no school Wednesday and then Thursday and I got confused.
Monday's putting the school with a curriculum day, I should think.
Yeah, that's when we come back.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You know school for you.
But
well,
there is
school
for us.
We've got to be in school.
Unlucky.
Right?
But mums and dads and carers, please come and pick your children up at 2:30.
Yeah, because they'll be hanging around. So school officially finishes at 2:30 on that day. I think we're just going to play the ads.
What's this, sir? Look. We've got
Sports Day.
Alternative Sports Day.
That's so much fun. You're going to be involved in that a bit.
Am I? When is it?
Year 4, next week.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
And an egg and spoon race.
Ooh. I don't know what's going on with that because I know Key Stage 2 can't do it because I think there's not enough. Everybody's out. You're out. Your class is out.
Oh, is so it on that Tuesday then?
Yeah, alternative sports day.
What
so
a shame.
We couldn't fit it around. We're sitting there trying to think of a time we can do it.
Oh,
it
okay.
So I think Key Stage 2 1 might be doing it still, hopefully.
All right.
And maybe in nursery.
So that's it, isn't it, sir, for this week?
We're just going to play the ads and we're going to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Oh,
peace.
Oh, got to find the ads first.
All right, well, small talk.
Small talk.
Have a lovely weekend. Stay safe.
Do you know how many Science Museum, do you know how many exhibitions they've got or items they've got? I think it was like 300,000.
There, I saw it.
That's it?
Yeah, 300,000. That's a lot of
good
exhibits.
Good weekend, guys.
So we'll just find the ads. Play it.
So you're not organised
not
today,
organized,
are you?
No. It should be.
Where is it?
It's been launched,
we might have to ad lib it.
There we go.
Peace out.
Parental controls and supervision are your best bet for keeping your child safe online. Number 1. Don't post personal information like your address, your email address, or your mobile number. Number 2, think before you post. Once a photo, video or status of you or a friend is online, other people can see it and copy it, so it's no longer just yours.
Number 3, keep your private settings updated. Don't let strangers see your profile, photos or videos. Number 4, never share passwords with friends or strangers.
Number 5, only add people to your networks that you already know. Don't add friends you don't know offline. Number 6, don't meet people in person that you've met online. Tell your parents or carers about anyone suggesting to meet.
Number 7, not everyone is honest, so they may not be who they said they are.
Number 8, respect other people even if you disagree with their opinions. Always be polite.
Number 9, only use the internet when you are around trusted adults.
Number 10, if you see something online that makes you uncomfortable, unsafe or worried, leave the site immediately. Shut down the device and talk to a trusted adult right away.
Stay safe on the internet!
We hope you enjoyed the Longshore Podcast Radio Show.